machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We live within the post-apocalyptic age, an age of unveiling and of great deception. While things are so readily visible and corruption and depravity are on open display, it's as if a spell has been weaved around the consciousness to such a degree that many still cannot see what is right in front of them. In a book published in July 2020 titled COVID-19, The Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, lays out the agenda for all to see. He writes that things will, quote, never be returning to normal. It contains the usual propaganda you would expect concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. It presents scenarios for an economic reset, a social reset, geopolitical reset, environmental reset, and technological reset. Of course, the World Economic Forum was one of the agencies involved with Event 201, which simulated a coronavirus outbreak in October of 2019. This pandemic exercise also involved the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and the Gates of Hell Foundation. On the Event 201 website, Johns Hopkins claims, although our tabletop exercise included a mock novel coronavirus, the inputs we used for modeling the potential impact of that fictional virus are not similar to nCoV-2019. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that 5 months after the drill examining a scenario for a mock coronavirus, the world was going into lockdown. Let us be reminded of when Dr. Anthony Fauci stated before cameras in 2017 that there will be a, quote, surprise outbreak.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
It wasn't a surprise at all, at least not to the people and agencies that pulled off this scam. Of course, it was a surprise to the people that have no idea who the enemy is or how it operates. Those are the ones who still believe every lie they are told by whichever corrupted agency and vomited on the public by the complicit lamestream media. You know, the brainless minions who take to social media to show how obedient they are and to try and guilt others into being just as compliant. The ones who take selfies with their fashionable face diapers to show their list of digital acquaintances just how virtuous they are. That's a good little slave. Obey. Obey.
Television is not the truth!
If you haven't realized by now that the face coverings are nothing more than a muzzle to dehumanize and to symbolize the silencing of dissent, then I don't know what to tell you. By now, tens of thousands of doctors and other health professionals have come forward with claims that contradict the official story of the pandemic. In Germany alone, a group of over 500 medical doctors have come together to shed some light on this pandemic scam. One of the leaders of this organization of professionals, Dr. Heiko Schoening, stated, quote, "We have a lot of evidence that it is a fake story all over the world." This organization, named the Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, claimed, "The Corona Panic is a play. It's a scam, a swindle. It's high time we understood that we're in the midst of a global crime." Of course, whenever anyone presents a different view of the official narrative, they are silenced and censored by the Silicon Valley tech companies. This has become so blatant now. Even the deception is no longer hidden. You see, any information that is not coming directly from the corrupted World Health Organization is rejected outright because, you know, this agency is the gospel on all things health-related and so should be trusted without question. Never mind the thousands of health professionals, including virologists, whose findings contradict the official screenplay. They are to be silenced and marginalized. We can't have these people interfering with the World Economic Forum's Great Reset now, can we? Oh, and never mind that the WHO is headed by a man with ties to communist terrorist organizations. We'll leave that aside for now. In Spain, an organization of 600 medical doctors made similar claims. During a press conference, Doctors for Truth claimed, "COVID-19 is a false pandemic created for political purposes. This is a world dictatorship with a sanitary excuse. We urge doctors, the media, and political authorities to stop this criminal operation by spreading the truth. Yeah, like that's gonna happen. Not only did Fauci predict a coming outbreak, but so did Gates of Hell in 2018.
I think an epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths.
In other interviews, he claimed that, quote, an engineered virus will happen in the next decade. His connections to the World Health Organization, vaccine manufacturers, and the like, I'm sure, is also just pure coincidence. Is this a manufactured bioweapon that was released to usher in the global financial reset, institute curfews and lockdowns, cause economic destruction, civil unrest, and all manner of chaos to bring in a new global order? It's certainly possible, but they wouldn't even have to go so far as to introduce a manufactured virus. They could simply control the narrative and dismiss anything that questions or contradicts it, which has been plainly obvious. And all the aforementioned has happened as a result, and we haven't seen anything yet. I'm expecting an October surprise, but we'll have to wait and see what unfolds. I stated in April of this year to pay attention to September 22nd, which was when the autumnal equinox occurred this year. On that day, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a further six-month lockdown of the entire country. The consortium loves to plan things around the solstices and equinoxes. It doesn't matter whether you believe in alignments of stars or any occult ideas, they do, and therefore we are affected by it. The spring equinox took place on March 19th, 2020, right around the time when all hell broke loose. Not to worry, though. Again, this is all just coincidental. On January 19th, 2019, a bill was proposed in the New York State Assembly. The bill proposes an act to amend the public health law in relation to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public health. The bill further proposes, in part, removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be a danger to public health. May be a danger to public health? And who decides that? Well, the governor does. In this case, it's Adolf von Cuomo, Emperor Extraordinaire. And of course, they will determine risk based on the faulty and highly inaccurate PCR tests that have been producing false positives all over the world, a test which the developer stated should not be used to determine infectious diseases because it was designed to test for genetic material, not for viruses. The level to which we have been scammed is monumental, and the sooner the individual can admit that, the better off they will be in the long run. The bill continues. The governor, or his or her delegee, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of local health departments, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or a group of such persons by issuing a single order identifying such persons either by name or by a reasonably specific description of the individuals or group being detained. Do you see the implications of this? This draconian legislation sets the stage for mass detention. What are all those FEMA facilities really for? What do you do when they come for one of your children because they are considered a health risk as determined by a criminal sociopath? Although there are those who will sleep until the end, there are significant numbers of people who are beginning to see the lies, corruption, and insanity for what it is. Millions have protested these draconian measures all over the world. They are beginning to question, and thus we see the elite globalists becoming desperate in their hubris. There is going to be a lot more upheaval, so I would suggest preparing for it. The ride is just beginning, so get your mind right, your physical needs met, and prepare emotionally for what is going to rapidly unfold. It's already been estimated that 165,000 American small businesses have closed and won't be reopening. Never mind the peaceful riots or protests that are occurring all over the country. We are at an unprecedented time, and it's good to be alert and begin to employ workable solutions. The sooner we can awaken to what is planned, the sooner we may be able to create something new. You are being called now to be a part of the remedy. Will you answer? It's all out in the open now. nothing is hidden anymore.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I think an epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.